Captain Corelli's Mandolin by Louis de Bernier, read by Robert Powell. Dr. Yanis had enjoyed a satisfactory day, in which none of his patients had died or got any worse. He had attended a surprisingly easy carving, lanced one abscess, extracted a molar, performed an unpleasant but spectacularly fruitful enema, and had produced a miracle by feat of medical prestidigitation. He chuckled to himself, for no doubt this miracle was already being touted as worthy of St. Eurasimos himself. He had gone to old man Stamatis' house, having been summoned to deal with an earache, and had found himself gazing down into an oral orifice more dank, belichened, and stalagmitic even than the Drugarati cave. He was aware that old man Stamatis had been deaf in that ear since childhood, and that it had been a constant source of pain, but was nonetheless surprised when, deep in that hairy recess, the tip of his matchstick seemed to encounter something hard and unyielding. Dr. Yanis tilted the old man's head and peered into the ear. There was something spherical within. He scraped its surface to remove the hard, brown, cankerous coating of wax, and beheld a pea. Dr. Yanis considered the problem. It was undoubtedly an obdurate and recalcitrant pea, and it was too tightly packed to lever it out. He straightened up and twirled his white moustache reflectively with one forefinger. "I have decided, upon further thought, that it would be better to fill his ear up with water and mollify the supererogatory occlusion. Kyria, you must keep this ear filled with warm water until I return this evening. Do not allow the patient to move..."